All right, we're here with Goran Gafur. Goran, thanks for joining us today.
Sure.
So do you want to just tell us a little bit about yourself first? You know, where you're from, how you got to KU, everything like that?
Yeah, I am Goran Sabah Gafur. I am from Kurdistan region. It's north part of Iraq. And I did my master's here at KU in 2010 and 11 as a Fulbright scholar.
Okay.
Then went back home, worked for 2 years, and then came back for PhD, simply because the journalism program is great, the faculty is great, and KU is great, and people in Lawrence are friendly, and they are very nice. This is why I chose again and came back here to do my PhD.
Yeah. So, you know, I actually had a class with you as a GTA last year.
Yes.
With Barbara Barnett as the professor, and you told us some stories about how, you know, journalism and media here is not like it is where, you know, where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some differences you've noticed between how people are treated in the media here and how they are where you're from?
The main difference is the culture.
Mm-hmm.
When culture is different, everything else is different, even politics, even economy, even doing business is different. So, for example, the dealing with sources in the Middle Eastern media is not the way that the Western media goes by. Dealing with sources is a main difference, and also the professionality is also different in a way that sometimes they talk about sensitive issues, but they don't protect the identity of people, and also, for example, rights of minority, and also in a way that is the experience of media in general.
Yeah,
it is the age of journalism. It is very new. For example, for Kurdistan, it's just about 40, 50 years.
Okay.
But for example, just simple example at KU, UDK goes back to, you know, at least 150 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Or at least a century. So it's new over there. They are making many mistakes. And what makes worse is that they want to imitate the Western media, but in a wrong way.
Okay.
So they misunderstand how media operates here. I'm not saying that media in the Western society is impeccable, it's great, it's flawless. No. They have their own issues too. But the Middle Eastern countries, Kurdistan and Iraq and others, they want to imitate, but they are really making big mistakes in imitating.
What do you think some of those mistakes are?
So, for example, like, there are now some shows that the protecting privacy and also asking about transparency, they imitate the Western host shows.
Okay.
So, like, they ask questions in a comic way.
Okay.
For example, the show of Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
You know, Daily Show.
Daily Show, yeah.
He asks serious questions in a comic way.
Mm-hmm.
That's not acceptable in our society.
Okay.
And this is how they make mistakes. For example, the other day they drove a Kurdish great film producer and director on a live TV show. Silly questions, direct questions, and imitating the West, that it is a perfect way to do. But no, you have to know your culture, your background, and you have to do your program accordingly. So this is one simple example that comes to my mind. And the other day, they drove again a Kurdish great thinker crazy again because of, you know, they wanted to imitate the Western style, but in a wrong way. You know, you cannot forget about your culture, your identity, even your religion when you are doing media, politics, even business. So it's great that we take lessons from the advanced media of the West, but we have to not forget our background too.
in recent years, has there been a decent amount of progress in making the media over there better? Because, I mean, in a 50-year, you know, 40-50-year history, of course, over time things progress. But have you noticed in the last several years things getting better?
There are some progress. There are some progress because everything else is progressing, you know, and media is a part of those things. But the thing is that even the environment for journalists that work there is very different. The environment is very dangerous. You know, the freedom of speech that, for example, the U.S. experiences and enjoys is not the same as we have. Mm-hmm. Though the freedom of speech here has its own problems, and you go to any court here in the United States, there is at least a case about that, right?
Yeah.
But we are in early stages of that. There are big misunderstandings between the government, the authority, and the journalists. For example, journalists think that the government should be completely changed, which is something impossible everywhere, and the government thinks that journalists are spies. You know,
yeah.
Misunderstanding, mistrust between government, people, and media is also a big issue. But it's progressing, of course.
That's good. It's good to see, you know, things getting better.
Yeah.
Now, coming up on Wednesday, you have a book signing.
Yes.
And do you want to tell us a little bit about your book? What, you know, what inspired you to write something and get it published?
Okay. When you asked me who am I, you know, I didn't really introduce myself very well. I always say I'm a journalist, I'm a researcher, and I'm a novelist. So talking about novels and writing, The Statues, which is my new release, it's a socio-political fiction. It's my third one. So on Wednesday, the book sign happens at the Kansas Union Level 2 at the Jayhawk Bookstore. It is co-sponsored by the KU Bookstore and also the Journalism School of KU. The Statues talks about the political, cultural, social, and religious angles of everyday life of the Middle Eastern and North African people.
Okay.
What does all that mean? For example, when the Arab Spring happened 2 years ago, all those revolutions, many dictators stepped down, you see. So Westerners were asking, I heard from many people, what is going on there? Why are people so angry out there? What is all violence, you know? Mm-hmm. And even other bigger questions, why terrorist organizations flourished there? So The Statues answers all these questions. If you understand how people and the authority get along each other, then you understand why people are so angry there.
Okay.
You know? Because there is that mistrust and dictatorship and oppressing and nothing in its place in the Middle East, that makes a big space for extremists, terrorists to flourish. Mm-hmm. You see that Qaeda was weakened, then ISIS came, which is something worse than Qaeda. So this is why there are big spaces, big rooms for those kinds of activities to flourish and groups to flourish and to operate easily, because there is weakness in the leadership. So to understand all that, The Statue is a perfect example, I think, that I have written in. It's written in a Middle Eastern vision. This book is rare in its kind because all what you see, all what you hear, all what you know about the Middle Eastern people, it's through the lens of Western media.
Okay.
But this book is through the lens of a Middle Eastern guy living, growing through all that. You see? So I'm talking about this. How, for example, love and art works in all that chaos. How do a couple live together in all that chaos?
Yeah.
You know, so all those details, depth of all those details, you can find it in the Statues.
So what would you say was the goal of you writing this? Of course, you know, being a novelist, you write, that's what you do. But what sort of message are you trying to get across with the Statues?
It's a great question, because my books is not only for the business side. Mm-hmm. It is there is a big message that I want to convey. It is that to reconcile Eastern and Western people through my novels. It's not only imagination. It's not only entertainment. It's not only the perfect style that I'm using, perfect technique I'm using, but it's also a reconciliation message or a platform to understand. For example, if I don't know you, I can simply mistrust you. I can simply hate you. I can simply avoid you. But if I understand you, then I can, you know, there's a way to come forward to understand each other. You know, and that hate, in my second book I'm talking about, that hate and fear in the mind of Middle Eastern and American people is still there. Those wrong misunderstandings and wrong stereotypes, mm-hmm. it's all coming from wrong media and from like Western lenses, as I say, politicization of all these people. So this book is kind of a platform for those two parts to understand each other, you see. So that is the goal behind it, along with entertaining and imagination, of course, yeah. you know, and technique of writing, yeah. yes. So playing with words, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Was your influence to write this book from all of those people asking you what is happening in the Middle East and, you know, your experiences with it, or one over the other? What was the direct cause of you writing?
You know, writing is my passion. Mm-hmm. If I don't write, then I feel sick. You know, sometimes I think of stopping writing, but then I cannot. I just give up and then resume writing. The main cause is that it is my passion. I enjoy it most. Mm-hmm. This is why, if you see my works, journalist is related to writing, researcher is related to writing, novel, it's all about writing. So I'm enjoying writing most. And I think you can do a lot and you can change a lot by writing the right things. So it's passion there, and also a feeling of responsibility. Like, for example, the Western people, they have a big misunderstanding on Islam. Mm-hmm. And they hear, they understand, they perceive Islam through, like, media, through shallow sources. For example, I always say, what is the term of Islamophobia? Those who, like, invented this term, I think they didn't understand the word of Islam. What does Islam mean, for example? It is, like, coming from two Arabic words, taslim and salam, which means submission to God. Mm-hmm. And peace. Be peaceful and do good on earth and spread peace. So how cynical it would be if you say peaceophobia, isn't it? So when you say Islamophobia, like fear comes from Islam, it is really totally wrong. So this is a misunderstanding, you see? Mm-hmm. And I'm not here on a mission, you know. I took it like as a not as a partisan. I am just correcting the misunderstandings. Even, you know, there are very nice things in Christianity and in Judaism, and people have misunderstandings on them. Christians have misunderstandings on Judaism and Judaism on Islam, everybody on each other. Mm-hmm. There is this gap, you know, they misunderstand, they mistrust, they hate, you know. So this is the feeling of responsibility comes in. I say, okay, I know that there are misunderstandings. So if I write things to clear things, mm-hmm. then I think it is my job, because I know at least to clarify some things, you see?
Yeah.
So the feeling of responsibility and passion really pushed me to write.
Well, Gordon, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, the statues is for all strata of the society, like all people can read it. And it's really very important, especially for the Western world to read, because if you read that, you feel that you have been there for 10 years. Mm-hmm. You know, look at that experience. In just one book, you think that you have lived in the Middle East for 10 years, and that's a lot. That means you understand everyday life there. You understand the family. You understand how people think, how dictators think, how do they react to each other. Why that guy in Tunisia in 2011 burned himself, you know. Mm-hmm. So you understand all this. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about is that my next book, that I am slowly working on it because of my PhD, but it would be a new technique and style and form and function of fiction. Mm-hmm. It's about extremists, Western involvement, and women. So three different, very different things, but very interesting things. Yeah. And I am now sketching it. So I'm working on it slowly, but it will come out maybe in May 16 or May 17.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we'll definitely be on the lookout for that one.
Sure.
And the book signing, once again, is 5:30 Wednesday at the KU Bookstore?
Yeah, October 29th, 5:30, the Kansas Union, Level 2, the Jayhawk Inc. Bookstore. And I will talk about the book, and I will also mention some briefly things about ISIS, the Islamic State, that everybody, you know, asks what is it, what is going on over there. So I'll be talking about those.
Wonderful. All right. Goran Gafur, thank you for joining us today on Ad Astra Radio.
Thanks for having me.